Expansive, ecologically unique, and utterly wild, Everglades is in a league of its own. With its vast wilderness, colorful history, and myriad plant and animal life, the Florida Everglades possess an almost mythical quality. The subtropical park on the southern tip of Florida is one of the unique regions of the earth, according to noted writer and environmentalist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Indeed, the incredible mix of temperate and tropical plants and animals living in sync with an annual cycle of flooding and drought make the Everglades a place like no other. While most early national parks were established to preserve scenery and geography, conservationists lobbied to create Everglades National Park as a way to protect the area's wildlife and ecosystem from developers and local plume hunters. Their push was the result of tragedy. Just a few years after the American Ornithological Society hired Guy Bradley as a bird warden for the area, making him one of the first game wardens in the nation, he was shot and killed in 1905 while trying to protect a waiting bird rookery. The killing galvanized the fledgling conservation movement, and in 1947, Everglades National Park was established. Spanning about 1.5 million acres, the park has many superlatives. It's the largest continuous stand of sawgrass prairie in North America. It's the largest mangrove system in the Western Hemisphere. It is the largest designated wilderness area in the Southeast, and is the most significant breeding ground for tropical wading birds in North America. Moreover, it's a habitat for thousands of reptiles, fish, and mammals, including endangered species such as the wild Indian manatee, American crocodile, and Florida panther. Birdwatching is by far one of the most popular activities at Everglades, thanks to its 360 species and designated birding spots. The popular Aninga Trail, which begins at the Royal Palm Visitor Center near the main park entrance, winds through a sawgrass marsh and affords excellent opportunities to spot egrets, herons, and of course, Aningas, also known as water turkeys. Visitors should also check out Shark Valley, which is located in the less visited northern section of the park. It offers a variety of activities, including miles of walking and biking trails, ranger-guided tram tours, abundant wildlife, and a 65-foot observation tower that provides panoramic views of the Everglades from the highest accessible point in the park. And I have a fun insider tip. While wildlife is the big draw in Everglades, visitors may also discover a piece of Cold War history at an abandoned 1964 Nike Hercules missile site, which was built in response to the Cuban Missile Crisis. From December to April, rangers lead tours of the base, which remains almost unchanged since its 1979 closing. And one final interesting point, particularly for the conservationists in the audience. Once common throughout the southeastern United States, the population of Florida panthers dwindled to 20-odd individuals during the 1970s. Thanks to genetic restoration efforts, almost 100 panthers are estimated to live in Everglades today. And we'll end our tour of the National Parks of the South with perhaps the most well-known of those parks, Great Smoky Mountains. Straddling the border of North Carolina and Tennessee, Great Smoky Mountains National Park is renowned for its plant and animal life, as well as its finely preserved remnants of Southern Appalachian mountain culture. These pristine mountains, among the oldest on Earth, together form America's most visited national park, welcoming nearly 11 million visitors annually. At 522,000-plus acres, the park is a vast natural playground filled with opportunities to fish, hunt, hike, paddle, and camp. The area's abundant rainfall, some 85 inches a year, and extreme elevation changes foster one of the most diverse ecosystems in the country. In fact, more than 17,000 species have been documented so far. The rainfall and water evaporation from the trees also produce the smoke-like fog that gives the mountains their name. A favorite destination for history buffs, the park maintains more than 90 historic Appalachian structures, from houses and barns to schools and churches, one of the finest collections of log buildings in the East. The highest concentration of buildings can be found in Cade's Cove, settled by Europeans in the early 19th century. Long before those settlers arrived, these mountains were home to Cherokee Indians. After President Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act of 1830, the Cherokee and other southern tribes were forced west of the Mississippi on the infamous Trail of Tears. In the decades that followed, the logging industry devastated thousands of acres of woodland. Groups from Tennessee and North Carolina came together in the early 1900s to save the region's natural beauty and attract tourists to the area. After the park was officially established in 1934, the Civilian Conservation Corps, a federal program created to combat unemployment during the Depression, built the park's trails, campgrounds, bridges, and other infrastructure components. President Franklin D. Roosevelt dedicated the park on September 2, 1940. Visitors will certainly want to make the climb to Clingman's Dome. Standing 6,643 feet above sea level, it's the third highest peak east of the Mississippi. It juts from the ridge dividing Tennessee and North Carolina and features a 45-foot circular observation tower with panoramic views of the park. Another must, grab a trail map and seek out the park's 40-plus waterfalls, including 120-foot Mingo Falls, one of the tallest in the southern Appalachians. If you don't feel like hiking, there are several waterfalls you can access by car, such as the Place of a Thousand Drips near Gatlinburg, Tennessee. My recommendation for lodging? Hike the scenic 7-mile Bullhead Trail through red spruce and balsam firs to the LeConte Lodge, situated near the peak of Tennessee's 6,593-foot Mount LeConte. The lodge, which predates the national park, offers a variety of rustic cabins and lodge rooms. Overnight guests can fuel up on hearty family-style meals served in the main dining room. I'd also encourage visitors to make a jaunt into nearby Cherokee. Unto These Hills, one of the oldest outdoor dramas in the country, tells the story of the Cherokee Nation. Colorful costumes, soaring music, and elaborate sets bring their history to life. But it's the theater itself, set beneath the stars on the side of a mountain, that makes the experience unforgettable. An interesting animal tidbit. While Great Smoky Mountain's most famous resident is the American black bear, with a park population estimated at 1,500, the park is also home to some 30 species of salamanders, earning it the title Salamander Capital of the World. Thanks for coming along as we've traveled the national parks of the South. Again, a recap of those five parks that are a little closer to home than the rest. Biscayne in South Florida, Congaree in the center of South Carolina, Dry Tortugas just west of Key West, Everglades, another South Florida park, and Great Smoky Mountains straddling the border of North Carolina and Tennessee. And be sure to check the National Park Service site, as there's a lot of programming surrounding this year's centennial and a lot of opportunities to explore different faces of these parks. For City Lights and WABE, I'm Kevin Benefield.